Some animals travel incredible distances each year to find food, warmer weather, or a safe place to bring up their young. But increasingly, this is changing. With me is wildlife expert David Scarborough.
Hello, Michaela. Yes, we're starting to see some big changes in the way animals migrate.
And is this all brought about by climate change?
Well, it does have a big impact. And in some cases, it means animals are forced to move away from their natural habitats, the places where they usually live. For example, polar bears, which live in the Arctic, are moving south because the sea ice which they use to hunt for seals is melting away. They have nowhere else to go.
And they come into contact with humans.
Sometimes. But more seriously, they run into brown bears. The two types of bears start to compete for the same food, which isn't good for either species.
I see. There must be many animals affected by warmer temperatures.
Yes. The Adélie penguin, for example, eats a special type of sea creature called krill. But this is disappearing as the sea gets warmer. So the Adélie penguin is having to travel further to find a new source of krill.
So many animals are migrating more because they're losing their natural habitats or food sources. Are there any examples of animals migrating less?
Yes, there are. Over 1 million wildebeest migrate each year in parts of East Africa. But as towns and cities increase in the region, so do the number of roads. And of course, these get in the way of the natural routes of many animals and stop them getting to food or water sources. And it's not just on land, but in the seas too. Humpback whales, for example, can travel up to 4,000 miles a year. But increasingly, they have to fight their way past man-made problems. It's easy for these whales to get caught in enormous fishing nets or even hit big ships.
Are there any animals which actually benefit from human activity?
There is the stork, a large, beautiful bird that typically flies across Europe to Africa each year to find food. We now know that many storks are not migrating to Africa anymore because they can find all the food they need in Europe all year round.
Why is that?
Well, humans, especially in Europe, are throwing more food away and leaving it in enormous rubbish dumps. The storks find this rubbish, which provides them with enough food to last through the winter. This means they have no need to migrate anywhere else.
I'm not sure that's a good thing.
Well, perhaps not. Other animals are also benefiting from climate change. The tiger mosquito is a good example. Because of warmer temperatures all around the world, it is spreading from its usual home in places like Brazil to the US. Unfortunately, it's bringing dangerous diseases like the Zika virus along with it.
This is all very worrying.
Yes, it's certainly something we need to think about.
Some animals travel incredible distances each year to find food, warmer weather, or a safe place to bring up their young. But increasingly, this is changing. With me is wildlife expert David Scarborough.
Hello, Michaela. Yes, we're starting to see some big changes in the way animals migrate.
And is this all brought about by climate change?
Well, it does have a big impact. And in some cases, it means animals are forced to move away from their natural habitats, the places where they usually live. For example, polar bears, which live in the Arctic, are moving south because the sea ice which they use to hunt for seals is melting away. They have nowhere else to go.
And they come into contact with humans.
Sometimes. But more seriously, they run into brown bears. The two types of bears start to compete for the same food, which isn't good for either species.
I see. There must be many animals affected by warmer temperatures.
Yes. The Adélie penguin, for example, eats a special type of sea creature called krill. But this is disappearing as the sea gets warmer. So the Adélie penguin is having to travel further to find a new source of krill.
So many animals are migrating more because they're losing their natural habitats or food sources. Are there any examples of animals migrating less?
Yes, there are. Over a million wildebeest migrate each year in parts of East Africa. But as towns and cities increase in the region, so do the number of roads. And of course, these get in the way of the natural routes of many animals and stop them getting to food or water sources. And it's not just on land, but in the seas too. Humpback whales, for example, can travel up to 4,000 miles a year. But increasingly, they have to fight their way past man-made problems. It's easy for these whales to get caught in enormous fishing nets or even hit big ships.
Are there any animals which actually benefit from human activity?
There is the stork, a large, beautiful bird that typically flies across Europe to Africa each year to find food. We now know that many storks are not migrating to Africa anymore because they can find all the food they need in Europe all year round.
Why is that?
Well, humans, especially in Europe, are throwing more food away and leaving it in enormous rubbish dumps. The storks find this rubbish, which provides them with enough food to last through the winter. This means they have no need to migrate anywhere else.
I'm not sure that's a good thing.
Well, perhaps not. Other animals are also benefiting from climate change. The tiger mosquito is a good example. Because of warmer temperatures all around the world, it is spreading from its usual home in places like Brazil to the US. Unfortunately, it's bringing dangerous diseases like the Zika virus along with it.
This is all very worrying.
Yes, it's certainly something we need to think about.